the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
We're coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatballs.
Testicles.
Which part of that was
the real problem with that? Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER. For those of you who don't know, I'm normally joined on this show by two co-hosts, but no, not this week. That's too bloody hard, isn't it? I'll explain shortly, but first let me introduce the one person that did come in today. It's a man who actually surprised me this week by coming in for the start of the show. It's Mick Rad.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to be here at the start of the show. It's also somebody very noticeable by her absence.
Yes.
And I would like to say right now that it's about time, Joel. We've been wanting to do this show together, just you and I, for so long. We've had Gabby here always on a phone talking about
holding us back. Not
listening to cricket. I don't even talk about cricket. I mean, what sort of sports show is it if she, how one of the members doesn't talk about cricket? Dead weights. We're talking about dead weights last week, I believe. I think we've got a new dead weight, and that dead weight is Gabby Morris. She's not here, and now it's just a two-man show.
It is.
So welcome to Across the... without the park, we're just across the...
Gabby is park, is she?
Yeah. But finally, it's so good not to have her, you know, just dissing the sports we love.
Yeah. What is that?
What?
Did I press something?
What happened?
Well.
What? Where did you come from?
How the truth is revealed.
How the table has turned the truth around.
What are you doing there?
But I'm always... listening.
Where are you, Gab? Are you in the aircon?
I am always in your brain and in your thoughts.
So I'm just hearing you. I'm currently.
Wow.
Can you hear her too?
It's like this, we're hearing the same thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How do you do that, Gabby?
Listen, Mick. I may have quarantined myself, but I'm just in the air conditioning duct and I can see you right now.
Oh, see your watches too.
Oh, God. Hey, Gabby.
Hi, Gabby.
I didn't mean anything I said. Just like you, didn't mean anything you said last week, right?
No, I meant it.
Oh, boy. But at least I turned up last week eventually.
I don't know what's worse, though, like turning up 20 minutes late in a half an hour show.
But how are you doing? I hear you're a bit sniffly.
I've quarantined myself.
Yep.
Due to the fact of being sick. Look, I don't think it's the coronavirus.
Well, you shouldn't have gone to Wuhan during a week. I mean, I told you. It's just a bit dangerous to go there.
I just don't follow the news. So thanks for helping me on my travel plan.
Well, you took a boat there as well. You took a cruise ship, which isn't smart.
Yeah. So I got gastro and coronavirus and the cold. So
super flu.
Anytime I think of a cruise ship, I just think of gastro. Like, I just, like, how will the marketing team for any type of cruise ship ever get that out of my mind?
I don't. Have you been on a cruise ship before?
No, because I have a massive fear of gastro. Like,
I mean, you can get gastro anyway, can't you?
Yeah, but like, it just seems like the place where everyone always gets gastro.
Oh, seasickness. Some people don't like rocking.
No, haven't you just like heard of all the news how it's just like gastro has taken over the whole of the cruise ship? You
know, it
like,
happens sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Have you been on a cruise ship, Mick?
Oh, yeah, a couple of times.
Oh, really?
I have.
You're
any gastro?
An old man.
I went when I was 15, actually. I was in the band. It was like a band trip, and our band played on the ship a few times.
Oh, nice.
And then we played it was on Fairstar, the fun ship. Sorry, I nearly called it what I usually call it. And we went to Vanuatu and New Caledonia, and we played on a ship and played at schools.
How
and
lovely.
It was so nice.
See, I remember when I used to play in bands, and I played in one band in particular, and a lot of people would walk out on us. I feel like we were too far ahead of our, you know, we were too far ahead.
Too much on the heavy metal, maybe, don't.
Perhaps. But Mick, if you're on a cruise ship and people walk out, there's not really anywhere they can go.
No, they're trapped.
So you're going to see them the next day.
They're trapped.
You walk out on my show and they're like, oh, I had another band to see, or there's no excuse there.
No, there isn't. And I kept names, and then I made sure they were in trouble.
You gave them gastro.
And then I went on another cruise with my wife maybe about 10 years ago, and she hated it. Like, it was, and it smelled like mold, the whole ship. It was,
oh, gross.
It was just, gross.
And we won all the trivia, which was fun, and the bingo. But we were pretty bored.
After the second night, you're like, well, this is over.
Yeah, it wasn't amazing. But you got to go on good cruise ships, one of the big water slides and tennis courts.
That looks appealing.
All the fancy ones. But I went on the scummy ones, and they suck.
Who are you? Cruise ships are like the worst in the world.
But I like water slides.
Go to a water park.
We don't have many.
Boat with 6-year-olds drinking cheap white wine.
Oh, and the ship ran out of 4X Gold because it was leaving out of Brisbane, and all these Queensland bogans were just drinking 4X Gold nonstop. And
that's terrible.
It went dry. The ship went dry of 4X Gold, and there was like a riot. It was funny.
I could see that happening. I could see people drinking that drink 4X riding if there was no more 4X.
4X is good. I'm into it.
Oh, no.
The old bangos?
No. You drink BB as well?
No.
Okay. Save face a little bit. Well, that's it. I hope you're well, Gabby.
Yeah.
Get better soon.
Rest up. Maybe all three of us can be here.
Maybe there's like a special doctor listening that's been listening to this whole year of us talking crap and realizing how much we get sick all the time. And maybe they can help with my immunity. You never know.
I think the first thing they say is, please don't lick the microphone when you are on air.
That was an accident.
Twice.
Twice is not an accident, Gab. Once is an accident. Twice
really,
is enjoyment.
I have a really vivacious, excitable cough.
Vivacious.
All right. Well, on that note, we might have to leave you there, Gab.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
The ratings will go down, but I still love you.
Okay.
We'll wait for the bounce back next week. So, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, finally. I mean... wait. No, still putting it up.
Bye, Gab. We love you as well, by the way. You actually hung up, okay? Well, last week we had that problem with... It wasn't a problem, was it? If anyone who listens to the podcast of this show rather than the live episode of the show, there was a little bit extra in the podcast.
Bonus content
where we thought we had Rob Aitken on the line. He was a Sydney great cricketer who'd broke a new record of the most amount of games played. He stayed on the line the whole show, unbeknownst to us. And if you listen, you can hear the rest of that.
Yeah, it's listen to the very end. It was really good.
It's really good. All right. Well, content, Mick.
We can talk sport like seriously now.
We can. But, I mean, I don't know much. We can try. We'll see what happens.
We can try. But I do like the friendly interjection from our co-host.
Indigestion.
Where's your puzzle thing?
Oh, yeah. God damn it. See, I'm not on the ball.
Whoopsie daisies.
Without Gab.
Instead of,
I'm really off.
What?
Okay.
What are you looking at your watch for?
Okay, so...
Stop looking at your phone.
Well, look, we're going to get to this a little bit later, but we are actually slightly... Look, we're recording on Thursday. Let's be honest. It's a Thursday today. We have to be honest because we're going to get into cricket in a bit, and we have to mention that we're not watching the game tonight. We'll get into that anyway.
Yep.
Anyway, Gab, who's just got off the phone, just sent a message saying, lol, I just tried to listen live on the website.
Well, we're really giving up the game now. You can do so at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Gabby.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, right now.
Right now, tonight.
Oh, I'm confusing myself.
It is. It's so confusing. Best anyway, not to talk about it. Yes. All right. You mentioned today you had possibly a new segment. Or is there any content you wanted to bring up first?
Well, just general content.
Yeah.
Ask me a question. Like, how was my sporting week?
Just off the top of my head, Mick. How was your sporting week?
I'm glad you asked, Joel.
Okay.
Because for the first time in about 2 years, I played a team sport last night.
Hey! Woo! What did you play?
So the team that you've played with once, Goal Squad, is an AFL 9s team. We used to play down at Marrickville, and we didn't play all of last year. They stopped doing 9s at Marrickville because they were too sensitive about the ovals, and they were pretty bad anyway. Anyway, we all got back together on Facebook, of which there's like 70 people in this whole group, and we've got about 10 or 11 people who said, yes, we want to play. So last night was the first round of the new season of AFL 9s down at Moore Park at the Bat and Ball Oval. And I didn't die, and it was good. It was really fun. I even kicked a goal.
Hey!
and it was good. It was just good to get out and get the heart rate up and run around a field and do it at least once a week. And I know I've been talking about this for ages, and I haven't. And I was going to play like social soccer, and that didn't happen. And now this, but finally, I'm in a team. I'm playing AFL Nines. We'll keep you up to date.
Excellent.
You should come down too.
I'm in the group. Yeah, one of the 70 that, or 60 that didn't reply. I don't know what we're doing. I think we're just hoping that maybe one day we want to play at some point.
I don't know, but
it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, it's actually. It's not so easy for you because it's not as close to you.
Exactly,
you used to be Murrayfield really close, but now this is closer to me. It's like 10 minutes down the road, down near Moore Park. So I was excited to play some sport, and I feel like I'm doing the gym a bit more. Feeling much better.
Good.
I'm much better about myself.
Excellent.
Isn't that good?
No, I was just going to say, I'm like the ball of sickness that is Gabby.
Yeah. Well, she, you know, maybe I'll find that the more sport I do, the more sick I get. That could be what
okay.
happens.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see.
How about you? You done anything?
I played cricket last Saturday.
Oh, now, I heard. And you apparently from I heard from a source that on the last ball of the day, you nearly got you ran someone out on a bye.
Yeah. So what had happened was we had decided to declare.
Yes.
And at the end of an over,
and it was a ridiculously hot day.
We'll get to that in a sec. But yes, but we were going to declare at the end of this over. It just so happened that someone got out in the fifth ball. I had to go out for one ball. We had at square leg was one of our players being a square leg umpire.
Yeah.
And as I walked out, he grabbed me and said, "Joel, doesn't matter what happens on this ball, just run. Yeah. Chris at the other end is going to run, so you do the same." I was like, "Okay, fine, no worries."
So you're on strike.
I was on strike. Uh-huh. Completely missed the ball as I normally do, and just ran, and he got run out because the keeper had it in his hands.
Okay, well, as long as he was on board with the whole running thing,
it was his idea.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we were just fine, but yes, it was so hot. I don't know. I mean, people.
You were out west too.
We
like
didn't have listeners. We were really far out west. I'm an inner west boy. I've pretty much grown up there my whole life.
Yeah.
So to head really far west in the heat, and like people in Sydney would know, last Saturday was mental hot.
Yeah.
It was stupid. We had to play cricket. There was no. We're playing in a park we'd never played at. We'd never been out here before. No one wanted to be there. Oh, it was. There was no clouds.
Brutal.
And
I know you asked me to play, and I basically said, no chance.
Great.
Was there any shade? Could you like
no shade. I mean, we won the toss
and batted.
To bat,
very clever.
Obviously.
Yes.
Even the other team captain went, oh. Like, no one wanted to field on that day. So there was a bit of shade to sit in for a bit.
And the irony thing is that it's going to rain out on Saturday, and you're not going to be able to play the whole rest of the game. So it's probably going to be like a draw, right?
Yeah, it'll end up being a draw after all that. Anyway. So that's what I did.
That's cricket for you, hey?
Now, Gabby. We're saying words she just does not understand.
No, no.
All right. You had a new segment idea.
Oh, I have a new segment idea.
Is there a sting?
I have to build one. I mean, I have to see whether, you guys agree with the segment or not.
Okay.
But I was doing this thing, just looking for content like I do, and I thought, is this Facebook group?
Wait,
where?
Like I do? When do you look for content?
Sometimes. Like, once 2 hours before the show.
Okay.
there's a Facebook group basically making fun of people who, talk themselves up and, do something that they think is really amazing, and they like putting it on social media to tell everyone how great they are.
Yes.
And I thought I'd just make a segment called "What Do You Want? A Medal?" About people who just do stupid things just to get recognition. But you're just like, why have you done that? No one's asked you to do that.
Yeah.
You've gone and done it, and now you just want a medal. Anyway, I thought it was one that I could just start with this week. Maybe it won't even work, and this will be the only time I ever do it.
That's okay.
But in the world of people trying to claim world records, we've talked about this, trying to think of what we can do to get a world record.
Have we thought about that on this show? Is that one of the things we've said we would do and then haven't done?
Yeah, probably one of the many failed segment ideas we've ever had. But we're talking about this guy here, Li Longlong. That's his name.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of it. He's from the Henan province of mainland China. Not Wuhan. He currently holds the world record for the most consecutive stairs climbed on his head. Right? So he did that in 2012, where he climbed 34 steps on his head. But that wasn't good enough for him, obviously. I mean, he was like, nah, 34 is not enough. I can beat that. Obviously, no one else has really cared or tried, But he tried to beat that record. And there's strict rules for this challenge. You can't pause for more than 5 seconds between steps.
Yeah.
You're on your head. Like you're not touching anything else. You're actually balancing on your head. And then you bounce up each step. No other part of your body can touch the step. You've just got to like use your neck muscles to bounce up the step. It's ridiculous, man. You should see the videos. Look it up anyway. Long. So he's trying to beat his record of 34. But he didn't do it.
Like, so he went on
TV. You went on TV, you know, world record attempts, blah, 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 trying to climb. And he tried to beat his record of 34 and get to like 36 or something, and he failed. And I was like, mate, what do you want, a medal? Like, you've already done something no one cares about, and you're trying to beat something that no one cares about.
Well done. That's a good segment.
Yeah, I think it's all right. We'll see how it goes, develops. Maybe I can make a sting.
Yeah, please make a sting.
All right, I'll do that. I've got more of where that came from.
I just can't work out how he does that. How you go up.
But you know those people who like talk. Like, yeah, that wasn't a great example, but people who like talking themselves up about what they did on the weekend. You're like, yeah, what do you want, a medal?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's
definitely. I mean, that's his show, really. And we got one, so.
Oh, two.
Two. I think it's the first time this year we've mentioned that we're multi award winning.
Oh, that should have been in the promos.
It is in the promos. Well, it's. Yeah. No, we don't have a promo. It's in there.
Do we have a promo?
No promo. We don't have a promo. We don't have an ad. We got nothing. That's something else we said we would do and never did. Doesn't matter. All right. Let's get into a bit of sport.
Short.
Gabby's not here. We can use that one. Let me just find it. Tennis. Although I said it last week, the Oz Open is now officially over after all the finals have been played and won by the winners. In the men's, world number two, Novak Djokovic beat world number five, Dominic Thiem, 6-4, 4-6, 2-6, 6-3, 6-4.
It was a hell of a match. I thought Djokovic was gone in the middle there, and I think so did all the crowd. And it was a long match, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to turn it off.
Yeah.
Some people did. They thought, nah.
I did, actually.
You did?
I switched
did
off.
You think he was gone?
I wasn't sure. I still thought I would wake up in the morning and see that Novak had won.
Me being of Serbian heritage, I sort of have a soft spot for Djokovic. But a lot of people don't like him. I don't know why they don't like him. I think he's a little bit arrogant.
Maybe. That could be it.
And he doesn't really have much personality, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's a controversial opinion, but I don't really like Roger Federer, and everyone loves Roger Federer, and I know he's a good player, he's an amazing player, and he seems like a decent guy, but for some reason I just don't enjoy watching him play.
Oh, okay. It's
more about the play than
playing. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Is that right?
You can not enjoy someone playing. That's fine. Okay, so it's his eighth Oz Open title. So as you were saying, like, it did seem like most of the crowd was on team, like. At one point he yelled at Djokovic. No, you do it, me do it. Djokovic yelled at the crowd to shut up. Did you see that?
Oh, when Noah yelling, supporting the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he lost the point and then just, in frustration, just yelled, shut up.
And they didn't like that.
No. And that doesn't help. Like, that's not going to get him back on your side, mate, especially here. It's not going to work.
Australian crowds are so bloody fickle, though. Like, they just, what I can't get over is how everyone was going for Federer over, Kyrgios
really?
In that match. Yeah, the crowd, there were more people going, like, Kyrgios is going really well, they got a set off him, like, or maybe two sets, but they were still cheering Federer on him, like, you know, he was their man. It's like, come on, this is an Australian playing, challenging one of the best in the world, trying to beat him, and you're cheering for this other boy.
That's bizarre.
And that really annoyed me.
That is weird.
Yeah.
All right, in the women's, there's a new Oz Open women's champ after American Sophia Cannon. Cannon?
That was a good game too. She was like nearly crying that like fourth set, like just emotional. Yeah. Like really worked.
She did. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a full on match.
Sorry, third set. Yeah.
She beat Spaniard Gabina Muguruza. Look at me.
That's a good name.
To claim the title.
It's always for some reason the Australian Open always gets new female, you know, like champions. Like every, it's pretty regular that the people who win the women's singles at Australian Open are like, never won a title before.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like their first one. It seems to be a bit of a trend.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know that.
But the rankings came out today. Ash Barty's still number one.
Okay. Excellent.
But Kyrgios has moved up to 20.
20? Who was like 23?
25th. I think he's just jumped up five spots.
Still good.
And Milman's jumped up to 41, I think.
Do you get, I think once you're in the 20s, don't you get your little number on the screen?
Oh, it's only if you're seated. Like,
if you're
in the top 20,
yeah,
you'll get a number.
Yeah.
I think they see it up to like 32 now, don't they? Or 24,
oh, do they?
24 maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Doesn't matter. We don't know.
No, we don't. Even though we don't know who won the BBL to get into the final. Are you going to talk cricket in a sec?
In a sec, yes.
Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Oh, okay. In the doubles, the incredible run of Australian wildcards, Max Purcell and Luke Saville?
Yeah.
Sorry, Luke, if I said that wrong. Ended in the final with, who they play? Ram and Salisbury, the American and English. Smash them, 6-4, 6-2. Well, not really smashing, is it? Oh, look how different that sound is when you turn the aircon off.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Anyway, so these guys were wild cards, made it all the way to the final.
That's amazing.
And lost. They lost to the team, the pairing, who were like 11th seed in the world. So
yeah.
Not easy when you're a wild card.
Yep.
But that's great. They were going to be like the new Woodies, and maybe they will be.
Mm.
Could be cool. In the... Oh, and they actually took home 380K. So,
oh, wow.
A loss isn't too bad. And in the quads, Dylan Alcott, just...
Freak.
He is a freak. That's his 10th Grand Slam title.
Now, I chatted to Dylan earlier in late last year, and he said this is going to be his last year of tennis, professional tennis.
Really?
He hasn't told anyone that yet, so whoa. It could be a bit of a scoop.
That is a massive scoop. We don't get scoops on this show.
No, he actually told me, he said, look, I think next year is going to be my last year, and he wants to do one more Wimbledon and the Olympics, but I think after that he's going to retire.
He's done. Wow.
Anyway, you've heard it here first.
That is huge.
We'll get
that
Dylan
is
on.
Huge. We so have to get Dylan on. Right. I don't know why we haven't. No. We have to get him on. NFL, do you want to talk NFL quickly?
Oh, totally.
Or do you want to
do Super Bowl cricket? On Monday morning. Big event of the year. Kansas City versus the San Francisco 49ers. It was a hell of a game. The score was tight at halftime. And then we got to watch Shakira and J-Lo go off at the halftime show. That was quite entertaining.
Yes.
Did you watch that?
I did see... I've seen highlights.
I was a bit cynical about it because I thought, oh, well, they're both great performers, but I was just like, you know, is that it?
Mm.
But they killed it. They were really, really good.
Okay.
But the second half was where all the action was in the game. It was 10-all at halftime. And then 49ers got up to 20-10. And there was like last quarter, and it was like they were playing so much better. The Chiefs were terrible. And I just thought, oh, it's all over. It's not going to happen. I was sort of given up just watching it while I was eating lunch. And then, bang, Mahomes, the quarterback from the Chiefs, just like threw this massive touchdown pass, just snuck it into the corner. Another one. Like, they just got two touchdowns.
Okay.
In quick succession. Came right back, won it like with, you know, not that long to go. It was a really good game.
Well, there you go.
But the Chiefs hadn't won a Super Bowl in 50 years.
Oh, wow.
So, good on them.
What about the 49ers? Are they up there? Are they?
49ers have won like seven.
Oh, okay.
Like they've won. They used to be a massive team. Back when they had like Montana, and then they had Steve Young. They've been a good team for a long time. And they sort of go up and down. And they've been good again. But, yeah, Chiefs won. And then, of course, Trump decided to congratulate the Chiefs and their great state of Kansas.
I mean,
okay, I'm not saying I'm a fan of American geography, but I sort of knew that Kansas City wasn't in Kansas.
Yeah, I think you... like, it's... Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Not impeached. apparently, didn't still there. Oh, yeah, BBL.
BBL.
So even though we don't know who won, whoever wins plays the Sixers.
That's right.
It's not going to matter. Do you know why?
The rain.
It's going to piss down. 90% chance of like 50 mils of rain on Saturday in Sydney.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be nothing.
They don't have a rain, like there's no rain day.
No.
They don't move it to Sunday or something. They don't move it to another place.
This is the perfect example of why 2020 is such pointless cricket. I love cricket, but 2020 is just, it's just like throwaway cricket. No one really gives a crap.
No.
They're talking about doing a 5-over-a-side game, mm-hmm. if they have the time. If they have the time to get 45 minutes of dry cricket in, they'll do 5-overs-a-side. What's the point?
No.
There's no point. I hope they don't charge anyone to go to that game.
Well, here's the thing. Isn't it tomorrow's one also the... there's a charity match before that.
Oh, yeah.
And before that is the women's game.
Okay.
Australia versus, I'm going to say India, I think.
Okay, I didn't see that.
So, yeah, it's like a big day. There was like three 2020 matches on.
Yeah.
Speaking of women's cricket, the Tri-Series kicked off last week. It's England, Australia and India.
Yep.
They're playing here. They play each other twice, I think. Our first match was against England and we went down in a super over. So it was tied at the end of a game with England scoring 4 for 156 and Australia making 8 for 156.
Oh.
But we could only manage 8 in the super over and England finished with 10. So they won by two runs. Really close.
Close.
Our second match was a victory against India by 4 wickets.
See, another reason why 2020 is dumb. It all comes down to a super over.
Yeah,
one
super
over
is a bit weird.
It's like, oh.
I know. Our favourite, Elise Perry, came to the rescue, top scoring with the bat and taking 4 wickets.
She's on fire. What can't she do?
I know. All right, AFLW quickly, because that is back this weekend.
Oh, it starts this weekend.
Yes.
First games. And just people should look out for the Code Hanger show. It's called about AFL on 2SER. On what day?
Yes, it's on Tuesday or Wednesday nights.
Yes.
We should have done our research.
Our old
I think it's Tuesday nights. Our friends from, yes. They did the Giants Women's Say podcast.
Yeah.
And now back with a new show.
Yeah.
Mick's going to look it up because we've forgotten.
It's something to do with Code Hanger, isn't it?
Is it?
For some reason, yeah. I don't know why I think that. I saw it.
Well, I'm just going to talk about it quickly because there are 4 new teams this year and it's a longer season. There you go, the Code Hanger Footy Radio.
Yeah, it's on at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays on TSCR.
Yeah, so listen to that.
Mm. I'll tell the look about it much better than we will.
Absolutely. This is the fourth season, and like I said, there are 4 new teams and a lot of player movements through the off season. The season kicks off tonight if it's Friday night, so tomorrow night for us, but tonight for you, or the past if you're listening to a podcast. Brand new Richmond, so Richmond are a new team. They take on last year's grand finalist Carlton. Aside from the Tigers, we also have St Kilda, West Coast, and Gold Coast joining the league. This season there are 8 more rounds.
Excellent. Last year was piss poor.
Yeah.
It was all over in like a month or something.
Yes, 8 more rounds, 3 weeks of finals.
Right.
Which means this year it will overlap the men's.
Okay, good.
Which is fantastic because then it gives the potential for double headers.
Mm.
And I think that's what the whole idea was, so they can have double headers, which would be great.
Yeah,
That's it. Adelaide Crows won last year. I'm sure they'll win. Or a very good chance of winning again this year.
Oh, is that your prediction? Big prediction from Joel.
Well, it's hard to say because there's so many player movements and then there's new teams.
Go the Giants. I think.
Okay.
Who are you going for?
I'll wait till the end.
Right.
Well, we've only got a few minutes left, my friend.
I've got a game, but it's
you've
just
got
you.
A game.
Like,
okay.
You're not competing against anyone.
That's okay.
Should I do it anyway?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, but they're such good questions. It seems like a waste.
Does it? Well, we'll do a couple. How many have you got?
Four.
Oh, that's even worse. No, let's try.
Okay, we'll do a couple and then see how we go.
Do you want to man the buttons?
No. Well, yeah, no. No, I couldn't be bothered moving over there.
Okay, fair enough.
You can do them.
Okay.
When you get it wrong, you can just don't cheer. I'll know.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Right.
You got a little...
This is a multiple choice.
Oh, I've got to do the little...
It's time for Mick's Game Show with Girl.
Exciting.
It is exciting, isn't it?
Well, not for me. All the listeners, but for you it is.
All right. It starts easy. This is the first question. Which sport is... Oh, shit. Which of these three sports is the oldest?
Mm.
All right. Running?
Really?
What?
Running?
Well, no, you know, like running.
I understand
like sprint
that,
racing,
but...
Racing against other people in a foot race.
Okay. All right. Because you can't really date running. I mean, it's happened forever. All through evolution
sport,
we've run.
As sport.
Okay. All right.
Wrestling? Or archery?
Oh, okay.
Which of the three?
This is a good question. This is a really good question. Are they all quite high up? Is that why you asked it?
Oh, they're all pretty old, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's why.
Right. Well, I feel like it has to be running, but...
Hmm.
The way you're looking, it's not.
What are the
You looked away. I will go wrestling.
Wrestling, is it? Hmm. Well, in fact, wrestling is considered the oldest sport in the world. Very well done. We know this because apparently there's famous cave paintings in Lascaux, France, dating back 15,300 years ago, which depict wrestlers. 15,000 years. Now,
Are you sure it's wrestling or it's some sort of old school porn?
I have to put a bit of an addendum on this because as I was looking this up, I found someone who reported that mangrook is actually the oldest sport in the world. Now, mangrook is what the Indigenous Australians played and was sort of transformed into Aussie rules. You're and right. They reckon, and but there's no real physical evidence of this. They were playing that like we're talking 30,000 years ago, basically kicking a ball, jumping and catching it, but like with massive tribes playing against each other, like huge, huge mobs. So I don't know. That could be the oldest sport in the world, but there's no actual physical evidence of it. It's just like hearsay. All right, we've got a quick one.
No, we don't.
No? No more? Oh, I can save the ones for the rest.
Yeah, save them. I reckon save them.
All right, I got really good ones too. Anyway.
That's great. Save them for next week.
Save them for next week. I'll even add some more.
Okay. Well, three questions won't be enough, but okay, that'll be great. Well, that's it, Vic.
Hey, well, we did it.
We did it. We managed.
That one serious sports show of the year. Until Gab's back.
All right, bye.
See ya.